Vayter and Shasper and Bovman see that Kuf Beis, picking up on the top of the page, next part of the Mishnah, 2, 4, 6 lines down. The Mishnah has said that Hazevel Shel Balabais, the Zevel, the manure that belongs to the Balabais, that's the stuff that's found over there. So now, Ve'en Lasocher, El Ayotzim, and a Tanorim, and a Kerei Mavad, all he has is he could use the ashes that come out of the ovens and the stoves that he could use for his fertilizer. Frankly, my skin, what are we talking about over here? Elim Mechatzah Da'agir Lasocher, if you're talking about this as a courtyard that was rented out to the person there, Vitori de Socher, or you're dealing with the ox that belongs to the Socher, even if it was in the chutz that wasn't rented. So my Shabbalabais, why should be the Balabaises? Of course it belongs to the guy who rents it. It's his animal or it's his property that now he rented. Okay, so must be we're talking about a case where it wasn't rented to him, Vitori de Masker, and the ox belongs to the landlord. Pshita, obviously it's going to belong to him. So why do you need to say that? It says, well, Lotzricha, Bechatz de Masker, we're dealing with a case where the Chatzir belongs to the Masker, to the landlord. Vitori de Asame Alma Kamuban, the ox that came from outside, we're standing there, and what it's teaching you is that the landlord gets to keep that manure that ends up over there. Messiah Leila Rabbi Yosef Bechanina, this backs up this idea of Rav Yossi Rav Chanina, which is going to be the subject of a lot of today that we're going to try to knock off. The Amr Rav Yossi Rav Chanina, Chatzeru Sha'adim Konolo, Shalomidaita, the Chatz of a person is Konofirm, even Shalomidas, even without his knowledge. And our Mishnah is saying that the chatzer of this landlord is acquiring the zevel for him, even though he doesn't know what's happening. Meisvei, Frank the Gemara. Hold on 1 second. Im Amar, Kol Mitzil Shiyovel Lesocha Yom. The Brisa says, now let's say a person goes in and says, anything, any Mitzia that comes in, Kol Mitzil Shiyovel Lesocha Yom, anything that comes into my thing today, particularly chatzeri, my chatzer will be koner for me. Lor Maklum, the guy didn't say anything. In other words, this ain't going to do nothing for you. Right? Because now, v'im isal ha'adam Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, really we hold it that a day, and the chatzer shaldam koner lo shalom midaito, amai lor Maklum, why is he didn't do anything? His chatzer is koner, shalom midas. Says, Gemara, chamay skin, we're talking about chatzer shalom mishtameris, a chatzer that is not guarded. Right? Only a chatzer mishtameris is that going to be going, taking it, either that you're watching it or that there's a fence around it, but if not, it's not going to work. So therefore, that's the reason why it doesn't work, but otherwise, Rabbi Yossi's statement does apply. Says, but Yachi, if that's really true, that's what you're talking about, same as safe, what about the safe of the bride? It says, Yatza lo shame, it's Yabir, if there's a word that gets out, Yatza lo shame, there's a name that, there's a mitziah that gets out, in other words, it becomes public knowledge that, let's say, Rashi says, "Yatsa kol beir shabat zvi shavur betzuch sadeo." There's a deer with like a broken leg comes into his field. Omen and nahar heitzif lesoch dagam, or you have these fish that come in from the nahar. Devar of kayam, and then his words are upheld, right? Because everyone knows about it and they leave it. Vi bechatz shem mishdameres every two weeks. It's not mishdameres. Ki yatsa l'shem mitzia, but yir my hava. How does that help? Who cares? Even if the owner knows about it, it doesn't work because it's not mishtamer. So why would it say that it's kept? It says Gemara, okay, but the yatzal l'shem mitzia ear. Since that happened, mivdal b'dili and shemnei, people can stay away from it. However, the kechatzer mishtamer, so it becomes like a din of a chatzer mishtameres. But the bottom line is, this is not a kasher of Yossi. Yossi is still alive and well. Frankly, let's try again. Meisave zevel yotzi bin atador min hakirayim. The zevel, meaning the stuff we said, means the ashes, the burnt up stuff, the afer that comes out of the oven and the stove, v'akolit min avir, and something which is collected from the avir, from the airspace. Rashi says, shekibel glalim lesoch kli, shenosin kli ba'avir, v'kibel glalim besocho, the animal uses the bathroom into this kli. So the stuff that goes into the airspace, v'akolit min avir, harehu shalom, belongs to the renters, v'shebarefes shebachatzer, and if it's found in the barn and in the chatzer, in the courtyard, shebalabayis, and it belongs to the balabayis. Hold on a second. V'mi yisil hod Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina, if you hold Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina, da'amar chatzer shadam kono lo shalom midaito, the chatzer person is kono from without his das, so then kolate ba'avir, me'avir, amai harehu shalom. Why is it that the one who's renting gets to go and keep it? Why is it his? Avir chatzeruhu. It's the airspace of the chatzer of the landlord, and therefore, at the time that the glalim come out, it's in his airspace. It should belong to him. It says the Gemara, and Amar Abaye, b'mad b'kli, b'shulei para. The answer is we're dealing with where you put a kli, attach it to the rear of a cow. So there's no airspace anymore. Rashi Samach Lin Kaveh, The lek avir is no avir anymore. That's why he gets to give it. Rav Amar, avir shein sofel anuach, lav kumurach tami. When you have a avir that's like an open space, but it's never going to end up landing over there, then it's not considered like it's landed. And therefore, the chatzah doesn't go in it. And that's why it does not come from Yossi. It says, was it pasha to Rava, that din that we just said over here? That if that's something that's not going to land in the airspace, that's considered like it's not landed, you're saying it's so pasha there. From my boy Baila, he asked that as a question. The boy Rava, frekt Rava. We saw this earlier in Daf Yud Beis, way earlier. Zark anakim pesach zeh, v'yotzel pesach zeh. Let's say you throw a wallet through a house, through one front door, and it goes straight through to the back door. And it doesn't actually go into the, goes to the airspace, doesn't land. Now, what's going to be the din over here? Does the owner of the house acquire it because it went through his airspace? Avir shein sof lanuach. When you have a case of the airspace, which is not going to end up landing, kemunach tami, is it considered like it landed? Or lav kemunach tami, or not considered like that? So Rav asks this as a question. Why are we speaking now? Kilu, we know what he holds over here as if it's pasha. It says, going, no. Hasam, lo mifsek, lo midi. There's nothing that's blocking it. You know, it's going through, but it could land on the ground over there or inside in the actual house itself. That was where his question was. But hacham ifsa kli, over here there's a kli that's in between, and when there's a kli that's in between, that's not a kasha over here. And he says that the king of chatzer doesn't work in this particular instance. Then when the Bryce says, and the reference of the chatzer, hey, elusha balabayas. In fact, I'm retired. Why do I have to bring both of these cases over here? Just say one of them. It means the barn that is in the courtyard that is also being rented. That belongs to the Baal HaBayis, the owner, not the tenant. Says Rashi, Shabarefes Shabachatzer, Hamuskeris Asochir, the renter's renting, Kola Zevel Shabarefes, all the Zevels in the Refes, Shabah, Labalabayas, Vashmina goes to the Balabayas, Shavu Labalabayas, sorry, returns him, Vashmina, the Masker is a Chatzer, Lo Hiske Refes Shabah. Someone who refs, who masker the Chatzer, the courtyard, they rent it, they're not getting the Refes as well. Ravashi Zosameris, it says that a Masker Chatzer is Stam, someone who rented Stam, what's included? Lo hiskir refes shabah. He's not including the refes that's in it. So for any manure in there, it's going along too. The balabais. Let's try again. Akash Yonah Biosi. Yoni shavach v'yoni aliyah. Okay. We're going to get into a thing known as shiluach ha'kein. The sending away the mother bird and taking the eggs. Yoni shavach v'yoni aliyah. Let's see, I have doves. Then a shovach is a dove coat, and aliyah is like a like an attic type thing. Right, so they go out to get, you know, they go traveling to get food for their birds, for their chicklings, for their little doves, and kineyim b'shovach, but their nests are looking at the shovach. These are not like domesticated animals. They are fall into the category of shiluach hakein. They have to go and you have to send away the mother bird if you want to go and get it. Right? The pasuk that talks about this says that ki yikari kan sibor lefanecha b'derech b'chol eitz ola aretz afrochem ol beitzim v'aimer vetzes ala afrochem ola beitzim lo sikachem ala bottom. That is, if ki yikari, if it happens, if this nest happens to be before you on the road or in a tree or in the ground, and you, or you have young birds and eggs and the mother is roosting on the young birds or on the eggs, you can't take the mother with the young, but rather, shalech the shalech as a aim. You have to go and send away the mother, v'esabadim tigachuk, you take the children, l'manitav lach v'arech the yamim, it will be good for you, and then you'll have richat yamim. Now, in this case over here, where you have the yoni shavach v'yoni aliyah, chayevus b'shalach, you have to send away the mother bird. V'asiris begezel b'nei d'akashalom, it's also asir to steal because of d'akashalom midir abadim. We'll see what that means. V'im yisil ha'adam rabbi yosi b'rabbi chanina b'vihod rabbi yosi b'chanina says, d'chaseo shalom kono lo shalom idaito, it's going to acquire for him. So kari kan, ki kari pratam azuman. So the din is, when you happen upon it, which is excluding if it's mazuman, if it's set up for you there, meaning that it's part of yours because the chatzir shalom is kona for it. So he's going to get it even without him knowing. So then this bird's nest, the mother, is considered mizuman. And since it's eggs that give a nest, the whole identity of what the nest is, the eggs or the baby, the little birds, are also considered undomesticated animals. So if Rav Yossi is true, then it shouldn't be part of the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. But the Braisa says it is part of the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, must be that you're wrong. Says Amar Rav, Beisa b'yitzias ruba hu d'chai v'la b'shilach. An egg becomes part of the mitzvah of sending it away when it goes majority out of the mother's body. U'mikna lokanya ad denuf lechatzer, but it's not koneh from the chatzer until it actually falls into the actual chatzer itself. Right, so v'chi katani chavetz b'shilach, when he says that he's going to be chayev to go ahead and send it away, that's like before it falls into the courtyard, because he didn't acquire it, therefore it's not considered like he has it, it's like ki yikare, and then the mitzvah of shilach can't apply, so therefore this doesn't knock off of Yossi. It says, that's really true, that he didn't acquire it, so amaya serves b'shem gezel, what's the answer of gezel? Aiman, really? What's it talking about? The gezel talking about on the mother. Rashi's kolomer gezel the darkei shalom. Afilo aiman nami kamer the daito shabala shova chaleim the betuachu the chosim the mekoma. Because you know, Baal Bais knows that it's going to come back. I'm sure it's going to come back tonight. It goes out to get the food, but then it comes back. Therefore, it's considered like it's his, and it's a problem of gezel midarban to go and take it. Vibayseima, or you can answer liolam abeitzim. Really, it's going in the eggs. Umi denufik ruba daita yelavei. And when the eggs come out, majority, the mind of the owner of this, who owns this dove coat, his mind is ordered to take it. So therefore, even though he wasn't koneh it yet, he's not going to be miyayish for it, and therefore it's his necessary that they're about to take it. Ay, vahash the damer of Yudam Arav, usir liskos of beitzim kozman shem vesislam. It's usir to go and acquire the eggs as long as the mother is like sitting on top of them. Shenema shalech the shalech is am vahadar. And then afterwards, him. Go and take it for yourself. You could even say that the egg fell into the chatzer, and still the doves are in the law of shalech to shalach. For as long as the mother bird is still with it, the nest is not considered like it's at hand. Wherever the owner is able to go and acquire it, chaser zachile, it's going to acquire for him. But if he's not able to do it, chaser lo nami lo zachile, it's not going to acquire from also. Whew, okay, says going yach. If it's really true that the mother birds that's roosting, that means like sitting on it and taking care of it, that stops the chaser from acquiring it, then asur begezel pe darke shalom. Why are you saying it's asur darke shalom? Should be Yasa Daraisa. Why? Because either Shilcha, if it turns out that the guy sent away the mother bird, Yazam Aliyahi, the Ma'aliyah, then it's straight up Gezel because now it belongs to him. Rashi Dahal Kanyale Chatzeru. When as soon as I send away the mother bird, his Chatzer's Kona. Either Lo Shilcha, if he doesn't send away the bird, Ha Boy Shalucha, he should have sent it away because he's a Chiev to go send it away. So the Gemara, Bekatan, the Laba Shilucha. We're dealing with the Katan. Who's not one who has to send it away? He's not in the midst over there. Says Rashi, "Katan hod gatani daki shalom v'su lo b'dalo shilcha b'katan delava shiluachu de'enu chayv mitzvos na chayv mitzvos." Katan bar daki shalom. Really, but the fact of the Gemara is he called a daki shalom guy for the sake of peace. There's no chiv, no iser. Hachi kamar aviv shel katan chayv lachzir lo b'daki shalom. The father of the kid is returning because of Darkei Shalom. So they put the chi of returning the eggs on the tate, does have mitzvahs to follow. Zok, the next mishnah. Hamaskir bayis lechavir l'shana. Let's say you go and you rent out a house to your friend for 1 year. That's what you say. Here, I'm giving you $12,000 for 1 year. Nisabra shana, then if they make it into a leap year, there's two adars, nisabra l'socher, it works out for the socher. In other words, the renter. Rashi says, lo yarba lo schar chodesh ha'ibra b'chlal shana. They're still called part of the year, still the same year. Like this past year, right, we have now Tuf Shin Pei Dalid that we're currently in, had an extra adar over there. So like, yeah, he gets to gain from that particular nisabra. Hisker lo lechadashim, but let's say they did it per month. I'm paying you per month. Nisabra shana, pay $1,000 a month. Then nisabra lo maskir, it works for the landlord. You have to pay it to him. Ma'isa b'tzipur, the store in Tzipori, be'echot shesachar merchatz b'chavero, someone who rented a bathhouse from his friend, b'shnei masar zahav l'shana, midiner zahav l'chodesh. And they set up their contract as, I'm going to pay you 12 gold dinar for a year and 1 gold dinar for the month. which is sounds like the same because it's 12 months, one a month, 12 for the year. That sounds great. The only problem is they said both of them. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Beis Amud Beis. And now it ended up being a leap year. So do we look at it like the first thing you said or the second thing you said? Obama myself, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Rabbi Yossi came from the two of them. From they said, Yachaloku as a Chodesh Eber. The Eber Chodesh, go ahead and split between the two of you. Maisa Lista, I understand. You're bringing a Maisa to contradict. We started by saying it's either the landlords or it's the tenants. Now you're saying you split it. What's going on here? No, we're missing something. This is what he means to say. If he says that I'm going to pay you 12 gold dinar for a year and 1 gold per month, they go and they split it. Exactly like the Mishnah says. If I was there when the leap year happened, I would have given the extra month entirely to the landlord. In other words, pay him the extra month. What is Rav teaching us? That tfos lashon achron, that you grab the lashon achron, the last thing that was said, because when a person says two things that seem to contradict themselves, we have that principle of tfos lashon achron, you grab the second one. That's what the opinion of Rav is. And we know that from other places that he says this, right? Ha'amar Rav, chadazim, the Rav always taught us, that he already taught us this. Ha'amar Rav, huna, amre be Rav, they said that asti istira, Mea Maiv, he says to, I'm going to sell this thing for you for Istira. And then he says, Mea Mai, Istira, Mea Mai, Im Echa Rashis, Im Echa Nomer Lechaver, Bekamba Chafetz Ze, Omelu Istira, Mea Mai, Vinisratsu, Mea Mai, Chayvlo. Right, so he says, let's try it again. Istira, Mea Mai, then Mea Mai, he's got to pay him Mea Mai. Mea Mai, Istira, but if he said Mea Mai, and then Istira has to pay him Istira. Istira comes out to less than Mayamai. It's like four, it ends up being less. So it's like you're saying $50 to $100, or let's say more accurate, it's like $96 to $100. He agrees to, he has to pay $100. This is $100, $96, it goes by Loshan Acharon. So then we know this principle from already. What are you trying to tell us again? It says, no, Imi Hasam. From that, we would maybe not actually make the right choice. Because half a minute, I would have thought, Perushi coming fires. He's just coming to explain. Rashi is a whole long Rashi, we have to spell it out. That maybe he's just explaining to him, when I say Astira, I meant Me'ama. If I say Me'ama, I meant Astira because there's different values of it. Kamash Malan, before it comes to tell you, no, what he was saying is not that saying the different values are the same thing, but different ways of saying the same thing, but rather it's clearly two separate things and Tfos Lashon Achron. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel gives another answer. You know what the case of the Mishnah is? It's talking about where the landlord came in the middle of the month. It's the 13th month now. And he says, no, this is not okay. Either you go out and you pay the extra month or get out. And that's where he said to him that you go out and you divide it. Aval, Baba Tchilas Chodesh, if the landlord came in the beginning of the month, Kula the Maskir. And he said, get out or pay, that everything would apply, would go towards Kula Maskir to the landlord, because it's like it belongs to him. Baba Sovchish came at the end of the month, and Kula the Socher, everything comes to Socher, because it belongs to him. Like that's where at the time that they're coming, that's what they have. First Rashi says, Kula Maskir, Ha'amad Karka Becheskas Bala, because the Karka is Cheskas his. Besofachod is Kula Socher, Ha'amid Maman Acheskaso. You keep the Maman, the Chazaka where it is. Miyama Shmuel, Lor Mina Tfos Loshan Acheron. One second. Shmuel doesn't say we do Tfos Loshan Acheron. For Rav, Shmuel, number five, the both of them say, Kor Beshloshim Ani Morchalach. If somebody says, I am selling to you a Kor for 30 Sela, Yachal Lachsaba Filbasa Acheron. You can even, you can back on the sale, even up to the last saw, because he didn't finish everything off. But kor b'shloshim saw b'sela ani mochalach. But if he says, I'm selling you a kor of grain for 30 slime, meaning saw for per sela, then we should cut it. Each one that he goes and he's buying, that he gives, he gets. Rashi and Kivin da amalei saw b'sela, kol saw v'saw havalei chad mekach. So each one is a sale in its own right. Mm-hmm. And then you're acquired through that. So why does he say that the Mishnah is talking about, you know, the suffix in reference to which one, you know, goes first? It's just simple. Just do like Rav answered. It says, no, ha, sometime am I. In the second case of sub, sell, sell, what's the reason he says that he acquires each one? Mishum de tafis, because he actually took it. And now he has it. Hachanami katafis. Here also in the case of the rental, according to Shmuel, each party grabbed hold of the half of half the extra month. For that reason, that's why Shmuel understands that this month's rent is divided when they come to court in the middle of the month. Otherwise, he would agree to the concept of Tafus Lashon Acharon. For Rav Nachman comes and he says another answer. Karka b'cheskes bala kayemes. Karka, this is straight up karka, it remains in the possession of its owner and the entire month always goes to him. My kamash malan. What exactly are you telling us? Tfos Lashon Acharon? They take Lashon Acharon over here. Hainu the rap. That's a rap set. That's why Rav Nachman say it. Says, well, afagav, the apich mepach. Even if you were to go and flip it around and say the monthly rent last, he would still say it all goes to the, it's not tfos Lashon Acharon or Rishon Shtekel, rather it just goes according to the chazaka of the karka over here, right? He says that, cheskes ba'aleh, karka b'cheskes ba'aleh, I don't care. Boy, minei me Rav Yanai, frak the Gemara, that's the question of Yanai. So, if the tenant said, I gave you the money, like the yearly rent, lo natalti. I never took it, literally, which means I never got it. Almi lahavi raya. Who has to bring a raya? Now, says the Gemara, Amos. When does this happen that he's saying that he paid the entire thing? Ibdos manav, he's talking about during the time within the year before the last day, when it's over. As we know, as we learned way earlier in Daf Samakei, that Schir Senu Mishtalem Mishtalem B'Sof, you pay only at the very end. It's like a Zagrashi, Schir Senu Mishtalem Mishtalem B'Sof, for Hubi Yom Acharon Shoshana. Then Tanina, we already learned that what's going to be the din over here. So they can't believe that's what they're talking about. Ila Achaz Manav is talking about after the time. Then Tanina, we also learned what the din was also, the Tanan. We learned that in Mishnah. Me Sa'ab B'Toch Shloshim Yom, if the father died within 30 days of the firstborn's birth, right? It says you have a guy, he has a kid, and he ends up dying within 30 days. Becheska shelo nifta, we assume that they didn't do pidyon haben because it only comes by day 30. Achi avi raya shenifta, until he brings a raya that he was nifta. Lacha shoshem after 30 days. Becheska shenifta, if he was poda, achi yom shelo nifta, until we can say clear that he wasn't poda. So we could bring that to here as well and say that if the one renting, the renter, not the one who's renting it out, sorry, the tenant, if he claims that he paid the rent before it happened, so then we assume that he didn't do it unless he proves it. So he has to prove it. And we find that he paid it after, then we assume that he did do it. And the landlord has approved that it's not the case. So what exactly are you trying to ask him here? Is there a lo tzricha b'yom d'mishlam zimnei? We're talking about on the day that it happened. He claims that he paid the rent on the morning of the last day, and he says, I never got it. Mi'av et inish depar b'yom d'mishlam zimnei? Alo. Does it happen that a person pays his rent on the day that he, you know, the last day or not? So Amar Lahu Rabbi Yochanan Tinisua. But what do you mean? We saw this in a Mishnah, which we didn't get to yet. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Gimel Manav. Sachir Bismano. If you have a hired worker that claims his money on time and the employer claims they already paid it, Nishba v'notel. The worker can swear that he didn't get anything, and then he can go into, he could take it. Sachir deram rabbanon shvua alei. It's in that matzav that a hired worker that the chum made a shvua. You have to make a shvua over here, right? Mishum de balabayis tarid b'polov, because the balabayis is busy with his workers, and maybe he thought he paid some, really he didn't. So what's the mashmos is that, had he been able to do so, then the employer would have been allowed to swear that he paid on the day that it happened, and thereby he wouldn't have to be chayev. Aval hacha socher mehemen b'shvua. But here a tenant is believed to say, even on the day that it's over, that he already paid with the, you know, his rent, and he does it with a shvua, since the tenant in our case can swear that he paid the rent on that day, that it happened, thereby he is not going to be chayev, we allow him to do it. And that, therefore, that answers up our question. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.